It is not just sports teams that win championships. It's also their fans, whole cities of people who endure long seasons, hanging on every pitch, every touchdown, every basket, sharing in both the elation of victory and also the pain of defeat. Major League Baseball's best teams are getting ready for the playoffs to begin next week, and so are their faithful. And over the next few minutes, we want to feel what it's like to be on the cusp of either a championship or disaster.
5-5 in a delirious 10th inning.
This is the example of riding a razor's edge between victory and defeat. During the 1986 World Series, the Boston Red Sox and New York Mets were tied in extra innings. The Red Sox had been so close to winning the game and their first championship since 1918. But the Mets, at home, in front of their fans, crawled back into the game.
Can you believe this ball game at Shea?
Oh, brother. Woo.
Mets outfielder Mookie Wilson was at bat.
Little roller up along first. Behind the bag! It gets through Buckner! Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it!
Just like that, a routine play, but the ball goes through first baseman Bill Buckner's legs. The Mets win the game. The Mets go on to win the series. In New York, delirium. Red Sox Nation, within inches of elation, settles for heartbreak. Of course, Boston fans have won their share of championships since then. No such relief for fans of the NFL's Buffalo Bills.
Norwood think it's going to be a 47-yard field goal attempt.
It's the 1991 Super Bowl. The New York Giants led the Buffalo Bills by 1 point with 8 seconds left in the game. If Buffalo kicker Scott Norwood makes the field goal, his Bills win.
Adam Lingner will snap it. No good. Wide right.
Instead, the New York Giants are Super Bowl champions. The Buffalo Bills would reach the Super Bowl 3 more times, but never win it. The team and their faithful haven't won much of anything since. And that's what's so difficult about being so close to being champions. Sometimes a loss can lead to years of futility. In 2003, the Chicago Cubs were on the cusp of a World Series appearance until a fluke play in foul territory turned an easy out into big trouble.
Reaching into the stands and couldn't get it, and he's livid with a fan.
That's awfully close to fan interference right there.
Chicago fan Steve Bartman, trying to catch a foul ball, prevented Cubs left fielder Moises Alou from making the play. The Chicago Cubs are still waiting to get back to the World Series, their last championship, 1908.